Okay. We are on Sadik Vav Mabez. We are up to Esvei, which is five lines up from the where they get wide, the fifth to last skinny line. Just 2 points on the Gemara that we said yesterday that I didn't get to say. The Gemara was talking about the Isser and the Mitzvah, the Aveira and the Mitzvah of Tmur, the cow that has a Los Asay and an Asay. Look in the Sefer Chinuch, it's Los Asay. Lo sa'asei shinnun aleph, shalo nomir ha-kachim, we should have substitute kachim, and mitzvah shinnun beis, mitzvah ha-meimir ha-meimah, karbon ha-meimah ha-cheres, shetiena shtiyan kodesh, that it becomes kodesh. Tans are the two mitzvahs. So what is the tam ha-mitzvah behind tamura? Again, the iser of having a karbon and then saying, I want to switch this one for that one. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Mishar Shei HaMitzvah, Sheratza Hashem Baruch Hu lahatil more b'leiv b'nei adam, b'chol inyanei ha-kodesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to instill trepidation in people's hearts regarding all in Yanim of Kachim. Just like there's a mitzvah of Yiras Mikdash, so to Tmur is along those lines. How is this? Siva Kasa Lobal Nishana Hadvarim, Elamikiva Chiniskacha Habahema Tiabukushasa La'olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, once it's Kadosh, don't fool around with Kachim. And if you try to fool around with Kachim, it's an Aveira. And if you do fool around with Kachim, they're both Kachim, so nothing works. Don't think that you could be mafkia, remove the kedusha of one animal and switch it. Once you did it, as we just said, it's an aveira. Fine. Then he quotes the Rambam. Then the Sefer HaKadosh quotes the Rambam. And the Rambam is the last Rambam in his Sefer Karbanos, in Hilchos Tamura, where the Rambam himself talks about the Tam HaMitzvah of Tamura. And after quoting this, says the Sefer HaKadosh, this Rambam proved my whole Sefer is correct. Because this is what I've been doing for all the mitzvahs. After quoting the Rambam, which we'll quote, he says, V'yizacher harav l'tova, shesia yadai im dvarav b'malachti zos. So he says he has a lot of hakaras atov for this one Rambam, because he says, just like I think about the Tam HaMitzvah of every mitzvah, at least the Rambam does here. So the well-known Rambam, the Rambam, the Edit Hilchos Tamura, says the Rambam, Ava pisha kol chukei ha-Torah gezeir, remember this is in Mishnah Torah. So you would think, even though the Rambam doesn't talk about too many Tam HaMitzvahs, in Mishnah Torah, he does by Tamura. Even though all mitzvos are gzeiros hakasavs, royal hisbodein bohem, it is ra'uy to think about them. And any mitzvah that you can think of a svara or a reason for, it makes sense that you should. Hari amru chachamim harishonim, the early rabbi said, shahamelech shlomo haven rov hata'amim shel kol chukei hatorah. Chazal say that the Shlomo Melech knew most of the reasons of all the chukim. So says the Rambam, what about Tamura? What's the reason for Tamura? So the Chinuch said is to instill in us, you know, an idea that the kachim is special and sacrosanct. Says the Rambam, Yor de Torah l'sopach sheves ha'adam. The Torah goes down into the psyche of a person. V'ksas yitzro hara. Shetivo shel adam nota laharbos kinyano. V'lachus al mamono. We want to gather possessions. We want more nechassim. That's the nature of man. And even if we ever give away any nechassim, we want it back. We feel bad about it. We have charata. It's possible that you could redeem it for less than it's worth. That's why if you redeem it yourself, you have to add on a chomesh. But says the Rambam, that's why there's an issue of tamura. We don't want you to go back on your word. We don't want you to do something good, make a neder, be maktishin, and then go back. Because we know what you really want, but we know the human psyche is to try to get it back. And then he adds on the beautiful line, V'rov dini ha-Torah einon ela eitzos me-rachok, it is advice from afar, mi-gadol ha-eitza, from the one who is great in advice, l'sakein ha-deos u-l'yasher kol ha-masim. That's what all mitzvahs are for, even though we might not understand it that way. All mitzvahs are to make us better. Make us better. And that's the Rambam, and that's what the Sefer HaKadosh says. I'm happy with this Rambam, because just like he gives the time here, so too it must be that we could always give ta'amim. One more ha'ara, and then we basically do the Gemara for the rest of the Amud. You see, somebody asked me why only three Svarim today. But that's today's daf. We'll have to spend most of it on the Gemara. The one more to the slide. Yesterday we had a machlokas. So again, review what the Gemara said. And Rabbi Yeshua had said in the Mishnah that there is a tamura of Karan Pesach that is karav, and there is a tamura of Karan Pesach that is not karav. And I don't know exactly how to figure it out. Says Rabbi Akiva, I can figure it out. That if the Pesach was lost and it was found before you were makriv the second one. So then, again, you have one karat Pesach. You have Pesach A. You lost it. So you're makrish Pesach B. And before you're makriv Pesach B, you find Pesach A. So then you're choosing one over the other. So the one that you don't use is nidche, is labeled as a pushed aside karbon, and therefore that animal cannot be hukrav. And therefore, it has a blemish, it has a halachic blemish, you have to let it graze until it gets a mum, and then you bring out of its money that you sell it for, you can bring a shlamim. But if it was achar shchitas ha-Pesach, if it was, you have Pesach A, and you lost it, and you mafresh Pesach B, and you shech Pesach B, and then you find Pesach A, so there's nothing wrong with that carbon. It wasn't nidche, it wasn't pushed aside, so therefore, you're allowed to be makrav it, and it's temura. And it's temura, the temura always follows the... It always follows the carbon itself. And then we have 2 days in the Gemara, Machlokas, Rabba, and Reb Zeira. Does it really go by Shah Shchita? We'll have to remember this for today also. Rabba says it really goes by the Shchita itself, Kodim Shchita and Lachar Shchita. Reb Zeira said no, it doesn't go by the Shchita itself, it goes by the time of the Shchita itself. It goes by Chatzos, Reb Zeira had said. If you find this animal before Chatzos, so then it's nira v'nidche. Then, because it's found to you at the moment that the zman of the shechita started, therefore it's called a nidche, and therefore you can't be makrav it, you have to wait till it gets a mum and bring its money. But if it's found after chatzos, according to Reb Zeira, an amazing chiddush, if it's found after chatzos, again, you have Pesach A. You lost Pesach A, so you're makrav Pesach B. Then you find Pesach A before you're makrav Pesach B. But it's after chatzos, says Reb Zeira, that's not called nidche. Why? Because it was lost at the moment that the time of the chiyuv to shech started. And the Tzlach wonders about that sheet. He says, what's the svar for Reb Zeira? Tzarech Iyun. He says, v'hinei divrei Reb Zeira tzricha tavlin. Right? It needs spice. D'mabakach shahaya avod b'chatzos. Who cares that it was lost at the moment of chatzos? Kiva shenimsa kodem shchita sheni. If it's found before the shchita of the sheni, it should be nidche. So you have 6 hours to shecht it. Why should it make a difference that it was lost at the first moment that you could have shechted it? What difference does it make? So he says, tries to say Vanira, maybe it's totally at some Lushitaso from Mesechus Yoma. But I saw another answer in the Meshiv Nefesh. He says, no, he says, because Kibat Shebechatzos Huk Vazeh Hashedi LePesach, at the moment Chatzos comes along, one of them is still lost. So one of them you have, one of them you don't have. So at that moment, you could already forecast the one that you have is labeled as the Pesach. The one that you don't have is labeled as a potential Shlomim, because it's not here now. So even if you find it afterwards, even once you find it, they're not exactly equal. Even once you find it, because it was lost at the moment of Zman, the Zman started, still the one that you had is labeled as a Pesach, the one that you lost is labeled as a Shlamim. Even though you could switch the Shlamim and bring it as the Pesach, because now that you found it before you actually shechted it. But again, that's what you have to say the Chiddush is, that they're not exactly equal if one is lost, the Shast, the Zman of the Shechitas of Pesach. Okay, so now we get to, back to the Gemara where we're up to. We're up to Eisvei. The Gemara had just had Rabba number one. We're going to have 2 versions of Rabba. So Rabba number one. Rabba had said, when do you say that you could bring the animal and its tumura itself? Let's focus on this. When can you bring the animal and its tumura? Remember, there's three more days of Inyani Kachim, and then we get to Tzadik Test. We start on Arvi Pesachim. So we have to halt cup for another 3 more days with Inyani Kachim, and then we get to the last parak. So let's focus. Loshan Eloshanimsa Achar Shchita VeHeber Bo Achar Shchita. When do we say that you're allowed to bring the animal itself? It's not considered nidche, pushed aside. That's only if it was found after you shechted the other animal, and you did temura, and you tried to substitute on this animal after the whole shechita. Again, you have Pesach A, you lost Pesach A, you have so you mafresh Pesach B, you shech Pesach B is finished, then you find Pesach A, and then you try to be meimer another carbon on Pesach A. So both of those carbonos were never ra'ui, so therefore they're not considered nitche, so you can bring both of those carbonos, actually, you don't have to wait till they get a mum. But if you found, but Rabbi had said, let's say you find your Pesach A before you shech the Pesach B, and then you shech the Pesach B, and you did tzmura then after Pesach B is shechted, so what about that case? Because your substitute animal wasn't ra'ui before you did the shechita, but your original animal was Roy before you did the Shechita. So that's going to be the machlokas two deus in Rabbah. The version that we had already was as follows. If you found the animal before Shechita, and you did Tzmura after the Shechita, the Tzmura animal also cannot be Hukrav. Why? Because the Tzmura animal can be no greater, have no greater strength than the original animal. If the original animal is considered Nidcha, so too the Tzmura animal is considered Nidcha. That was Rabbah number one. So now we're up to Akasha on that day. Eisvei Abaya, five lines up from where they get wide. Abaya asks from Abraisa, Im Kesev, it says in Parshas Vayikra, Im Kesev, if you bring a Kesev for a Shlamim, Matam Alomer Im Kesev, why does it tell me Im Kesev? As Rashi explains, those two words are extra, because he had a previous Parsha of Shlamim, it could have skipped those two words. So Lerabos, what are those two words including? Lerabos Tmuras HaPesach Achar HaPesach Shekreva Shlamim. That's to include a Tmuras HaPesach, a tamura of a Karban Pesach, that could actually be brought as a Karban Shlamim. So Hechidami, what is that Braisa including? Which case of Tamura's Pesach can be brought as a Shlamim? Ile Mashinimsa Akar Shchita, the Hamer Bo Akar Shchita, if it's a regular, most obvious case of, you have Pesach A, and you lost Pesach A, so now you have Pesach B, and you shech Pesach B, and then you find Pesach A, and then you do Tamura to Pesach A. So then, that animal tamura can be brought as a karban. So pshita lamalikra, that's an obvious. You don't need a pasuk to teach me that. You need a pasuk to teach me that that tamura can be hukrav. That's the pasha case. It was never its original animal was never roi, so it itself was never roi. So of course you can bring it as a pesach. Ela lav, what must it be talking about? This raisa shenidda the more mechudish case shenimsa kodesh shchita, where the original animal pesach A was found before you shechted pesach B, and then you shechted pesach B. And then you did tamura, the hamer bo'achar shchita. So it must be this case of the discussion of Rabbah, and this is a kash on Rabbah, because Rabbah had said if the tamura animal you did tamura after the shchita, when Pesach A was already nitcha, so then the tamura animal could be no greater than the original animal. But the Braisa here seems to say otherwise. The Braisa here seems to say that though the original animal is pushed aside is nitcha, the tamura animal, the substitute animal, is not pushed aside; it can be hukrav. So where says low? The olam shenimsa achar shchita. Really, it must be the Braisa also talking about a case of the pasha case, that the tamura animal and the original animal was all found after shchita, and that's why it could be hukrav. The hamer bo achar shchita. Vikra'a, you don't need a pasuk for that. Asmachta b'yalma. The pasuk is just hinting to it. It's a remez. The pasuk is not really teaching me this. There is, I don't know if we mentioned it before, there is a ritva in Rosh Hashanah which talks about the concept of asmachta, where he says many times asmachta, the Torah says it's a hint. Doesn't really mean, a lot of times we say, oh, it's just an asmachta, it's not really connected to the pasuk. The Ritva says most asmachtas are really rooted in the pasuk. It's just that Chazal knew that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu left open the flexibility for Chazal to come up with certain dinim, to make them dinim drabanan, but they worked backwards and said they're hinted to in the psukim. But he says asmachta really has teeth. But he says, I'll give to you that sometimes asmachta is really asmachta ba'alma. Depends where the Gemara says it. Like here, it sounds like the Gemara doesn't want us to have it as such a strong hint, because we'd rather not, it's pashut, so we don't really need it in the pasuk. So maybe this is one of the other types that, according to the Ritva, should not be taken so seriously as being hinted to in the pasuk. But anyway, so the Gemara says, v'kra asmachta bi'alma, really, you don't need the pasuk for this. Ella krola mayasa. So what then is the pasuk, im kesev, coming to teach me? A different halacha. Kidetanya, as the Braisa says, kesev. The word kesev is the rabos as a pesach la'aliyah. The word pesach is could come to teach me that the tail of the carbon pesach, if it's a kesev, has to be hukrav. That's also part of the fast. The tail is not mefurish in the parsha of carbon pesach. So you need to learn it all from other shlamims. So the word kesev is coming to teach me that even the tail, because the tail is mentioned in this parsha, kshu omer im kesev, and the im is coming to teach me, l'rabos the following, pesach sha'av rashnaso, a pesach that used to be kosher for Karban Pesach, it was a year, within its first year, and now it's more than a year old, v'shlamim habayim machlas pesach, or any shlamim that came from a pesach, meaning leftover Karban Pesach, so those karbanos, l'chol mitzvah shlamim, those are treated as regular shlamim, for all dinim of a Karban shlamim, sheta'un smich, like a regular shlamim needs smicha when you lean on the animal b'chol kocho, v'nisachim, and the wine, the pouring of the wine that goes with the shlamim, the tshuvas chazi v'shok, and the waving of the chazi in the shok, which is going to go to the kohen, but first it is waved by the kohen in the bialim. So that's what v'im kesef teaches me. V'ukshomer v'im eiz, the next parsha, The Torah there, Paragimel of Vayikra, talks all about carbon shlamim. It talks about different animals that you bring. So after talking about v'im kesev, it talks about v'im eiz. Hifzik ha'inyan, the v'im eiz is to be mafsik, to contrast previously to what follows. Liman ala eiz she'in tuna aliyah. To teach me that when you bring a goat for a shlamim, you do not have to sacrifice the tail with it, only by a kesev. Period, end of version number one of Rabbah. But what came out of this version of Rabbah? Rabbah says that if you have Pesach A, and you lose Pesach A, and now you have Pesach B, and then before you shech Pesach B, you find Pesach A, so now this Pesach A is nidche, is pushed aside, is labeled as a nidche carbon, and it can never be hukrab. Then you shech Pesach B, and then you do tmura to Pesach A. That tmura animal also cannot be hukrab on the mizbeach, because as the Gemara said, it comes mi kedusha dechuya. This tmura animal can be no stronger than the original animal. That is Rabbah version number one. Now we go to Rabbah version number two. Ika demasi la aresha. Some say Rabbah's statement was going on the resha of the Mishnah. HaPesach nimsa kodem shechitas haPesach. A Pesach that was found before the shechita. Yirash yistai v'yimachar v'yavi b'dav v'shlamim b'chei tibraso. As the Mishnah said in the resha, that if you find the Pesach before you shech the other animal, they're all nitcheh. And if you did tzmura then, it's also nitcheh. But now Rabbah says, Omar Rabbah or Omar Rabbah, lo shon ola shenimsa kodem shechita v'yavi b'dav kodem shechita. When do you say that it cannot be offered if you did the tzmura before the shechita of the other animal? Avo nimsa kodem shechita v'yavi b'dav achar shechita. But if you have the case under discussion, if you shecht it again, you have Pesach A, and you lost Pesach A, and now you have Pesach B, and then you found Pesach A first, and then you shechted Pesach B, and then you did tmura to Pesach A, tmuraso kreva shlamim. Says Rabbah, the tmura can be hukrav as a shlamim, even though the original animal cannot. The original animal must be set out to graze, it can be hukrav. My time, why? Because you look at each one separately. The original animal and the tmura are different. Kikava shchita midi dechazile. When the shchita of Pesach B is koveya the karbanos that are ra'ui to be, and it makes them into nidches, that's only karbanos that are there. Midi dechazile lo kava. If you didn't make this animal into a tmura yet, it's not a roi karban, and therefore it doesn't have a blemish on it. It doesn't have a halachic blemish, therefore it could be hukrav. Let's just finish before we talk about it. Esve Abaya. So Abaya asks this brisa again as a Akasha, Im Kesef Ata Balobar, what does Im Kesef teach me? L'Rabbah Tumuras HaBezach Achar HaBezach Shekrev HaShlamim. The Im Kesef includes a Tumuras Pesach that is brought as a Shlamim. Yochalaf of Nea Pesach Kain. I might think that even if you did Tumura before you shechted the carbon Pesach, you also could be makrav it. So Tabalamar, no. Who karav ain't tmuras haPesach kareva? Only it could be karav, but the tmuras haPesach, the shlamim can be karav, but the tmuras haPesach cannot be karav. So heichidami, what case are we talking about that tmuras haPesach is problematic? Ilei mashenimsa kodem shchita veheber bo kodem shchita pshita lamalikra. If we're talking about a case where you have Pesach A and you lost Pesach A and you found Pesach B and you makrish Pesach B, then you find Pesach A and you do tmura to Pesach A and then you shech Pesach B. So of course those karbanos are nidche. Both of those are staring at you in the face when you do shechita on Pesach B, so you wouldn't need a pasuk for that. So Ella says the Gemara, lav shenimsa kodem shechita v'her bo'achar shechita. The brisa which says that you cannot offer a tzmura must be talking about the case where you found Pesach A, then you shech Pesach B, then you do tzmura to Pesach A, and even in that case you cannot be makriv the tzmura of Pesach A. So said that's a kasha on Rabba, because we just said Rabba doesn't hold it that way. Tziyufta to Rabba, tziyufta. So we end up with a kasha, period. We end up with a kasha on Rabbah. So these are two very important lashonos in Rabbah for the sugya of Tmura. Can a Tmura ever have greater strength than the original carbon? And this goes to the lumdus and Tmura. There's a brisker Rabbah about this, and there's a Rav Shimon. They'll talk about the Achakira in the Tmura. When we say, let's say we have one carbon, and now we try to make the second carbon Kadosh instead, and instead both of them are Kodesh. Where did that Kedusha come from? On that new carbon. Is it a new Maisa Tmura? A new Maisa Tmura, where did this Kedusha come from? My action right now. Or do you say no? Really, the Kedusha of the new Tmura animal is a Hemshich of the original Hakdasha. It's a Hemshich. I try to do something, but because I try to do something, it didn't work. So the original Hakdasha that I did a month ago to this carbon spreads, and now it includes a second animal. does the kedusha of the new animal, the tamura animal, the substitute animal, come from the original hadasha, or does it come from the new maisa tamura? So a big nafkamina is, could the new tamura animal ever have greater strength than the original animal? If you say that it comes from the original hadasha, that's version number one of Rabbah, can never be greater than the original animal. Masha'enke, if you say it's coming from the new maisa tamura, so then that would be able to have independence and stand on its own. So that's two ways to understand the aveira of tamura. Amar Shmuel, new sugya. Amar Shmuel.
How come in the second version, the Gemara give the answer that it's just an asmachta?
I don't know. Why didn't it just say it's an asmachta there? Because maybe it couldn't figure out something else out that could have been excluded. I'm not sure why it didn't say asmachta. Amar Shmuel. Okay, we need a little point of hakdama for the next topic. There is a halacha l'Moshe Misinai that there are five karbonos chatas that must be left to die if something happens to them. What are the five? You can just look at Rashi for a minute. Rashi lists the five. It's based on Halacha Moshe Misinai. There's a lot of discussion of this in Maseches Tumura, actually. We're going to relate to the Braisa that we just quoted. That's why this is brought here. But there are five chataos mesos. They're left in a kippah, like we know in Sanhedrin sometimes. If a person does something wrong and there's no witnesses, you put him in a kippah, you lock him up and you feed him certain amounts so he dies. So there's Halacha Moshe Misinai, that there are five chataos mesos. What are they? Rashi quotes them. Vlad chatas, if you have a carbon chatas that had a baby. So the mother is brought as the kapara for the person, but the baby is a chatas cannot exist without an owner. A carbon chatas, by definition, it comes on a chait. So if it doesn't have an owner, if it's something that's not connected to a person, it cannot exist, and therefore it has to die. You can't be makrovit. It doesn't turn into anything. A pesach might turn into a shlamim. An asham might turn into an ola, but a chatas doesn't turn into anything. A chatas, these five cases, a chatas has to die. That's halacha Moshe Misinai. So number one is vlad chatas. If a chatas could be is a female, so a chatas has a baby. Tmuras chatas. If you try to be meimer a chatas, so that tmura animal is mesa. Chatas shemesu baleha. A chatas that its owners died, right? A person is chayav a carbon chatas, then he dies. So then that chatas now exists without an owner, so that chatas has to be mesa. The chatas that is chapru ba'aleha al yidei acheres, she'avdo zolz v'achagach in its base. A person has a carbon chatas, loses it, as machrish a different one, then finds the original one. And then, avra shenasa. The chatas who now becomes older than, a chatas only has to be, I think, 2 years old, and now if it's older than that, so, and you are makavit, yeah, those are the five cases of chatos mesos. Halacha Moshe Misinai, they have to die. Fine.
You don't get a mom and you sell it and use the money.
No, you're not allowed to do that. You don't get a mom. That's called roeh.
So we don't know why that is.
No, we don't. That's not allowed. There's a rule, kol sheva chatos mesa ba'asham yireh. Right, there are different rules and regulations compared to other karbanos. When it comes to a chatas is so connected to its owner, so that if something happens to disconnect, it cannot exist, and therefore it just has to die. That's the halacha Moshe Misinai. So it says Shmuel. Shmuel says a rule that Rashi explains, there's no connection between the two halves of his statement. It's just a siman to remember what the halacha is in these cases. Shmuel says two things. Amar Shmuel, kol sheva chatas mesa bepesach karev shlamim. In any case where a chatas has to die, those five cases, if the parallel case happened by Pesach, the Pesach changes to a shlamim. That's the halacha of Shmuel. Obviously one case cannot exist because a Pesach is a zachar. And one of the chatos is the vlad chatos. So it doesn't work. So Pesach can't have a baby. Okay, but at least the other four, any case that a chatos is sent out to die, the parallel case by a Pesach would be mak hukrav as a shlamim. A. B. Second statement of Shmuel, the kosha b'chatos roeh b'pesach nami roeh. If there is any case where a chatos is roeh, which we'll see there might not be any case, but Shmuel says, if there is a case, maybe we'll find one, that a chatos is roeh, which means you send a chatos out to graze in order to get a mum, and then you're going to sell it and bring out of its damim another carbon. So then, b'pesach nami roeh, Pesach would also have the parallel. So chatos dies, Pesach is hukra v'shlamim, chatos is roeh, Pesach is roeh. That is the statement of Shmuel. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan argues, Ein ha Pesach karev shlamim elosh nimsa achar shchita. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, a Pesach only is brought as a carbon shlamim if it is found after the shchita of its substitute. Avo kodem shchita lo. But if a Pesach is ever found before you shechted its substitute and it's staring at you in the face, that's called nitcha and you wouldn't be able to be makrovit. We'll see what aspect Rabbi Yochanan is arguing on. But let's focus on Shmuel now. So Shmuel says, let's focus on the first line of Shmuel. That's what the Gemara is going to focus on. Again, Shmuel says, any of those five cases, that's what we think now, or four cases, any of those cases where a chatas is sent out to die, a Pesach is brought as a shlamim in the parallel case. Ask the Gemara, maskev l'Rav Yosef, safe. The klalahu, is that true? Is that true that the rule applies in all the cases? Let's take that case. A chatas, which went out of its year. Dilri'iya azla. In certain cases, it will go out to graze. Even though we just said it's one of the chatos mesos, we'll get back to that. But according, in some cases, that a chatas that went out of its year is sent out to graze. Dabar Rav Malakish, as Rish Lakish says, chatas sha'av reshnasa, a chatas that was sent out to graze, that its year was passed. Rowin osa ki'ilu hi omedes bebeis akvaris. You view it as if it's in a cemetery. What does that mean? So a Kohen can't get it. Meaning you just have to let it to graze, you can't be back of it. V'roeh. And you let it graze until it gets a mum. So that's one case of roeh by chatas. And what happens in the parallel case by Pesach? What's the halacha by Pesach sha'aver shenasa? V'ilu Pesach yagavna karev shlamim. And a Pesach in the parallel case is brought as a shlamim. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, this is the Brisa that we just quoted earlier. That's why this whole thing is brought here. The Tanya, Kesef, the Rabbos says a Pesach. The word Kesef includes Pesach la'aliyah for the tail. She'omer, im Kesef, when it says im Kesef, the Rabbos says Pesach sha'aver shenaso. We include the Pesach that's more than its year. B'shlamim abal machmas Pesach. And the shlamim that come out of a Pesach, meaning most of Pesach, l'chobitz v'shlamim. They're regular shlamim. She'tu'unim smicha v'desafim v'tu'rufas chazi v'shok. Right? You have to lean on it, you have to do the Sachim, you have to wave the chazay and the shok. Ekshomer im eiz hifseko inyan liban ala eish in tur naliyah. That's just the whole brisa quoted that we had earlier. But what do you see in this brisa? That one of the cases the brisa talks about that becomes a shlamim is pesach sha'aver shenasa. So avre shenasa, there's not a parallel. Shmuel said that every case of chatos that's mesa pesach is shlamim. Every case the chatos is roeh, pesach is roeh. Here's a case where chatos is roeh and pesach is shlamim. Right? It's not parallel. Tosfos just points out in Dibur Maskil Rowin, he says, why do you use this strange lashon of unusual? You view it as if it's in a cemetery. You view it as if it's in a cemetery, so you just say it's Rowin. Tosfos says the Gemara is just trying to contrast of Rashnasa to the other psulim of, you know, where the Bailam die or the Bailam get kapara with something else. That's where the Bailam do something. Here, by Avra Shnasa, just have his memela. The animal just by itself gets older. That's why it's like a cemetery. You just have to leave it and do nothing. That's what Tosfos says. But anyway, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara has a question. This is a case where by Chatas it is Roeh, and by Pesach it is Shlamim. So the Gemara says, Amale, okay, you're right. Ki ka'amar Shmuel ba'avudin, b'dechu yimlo amar. Shmuel was not making a general statement about all chachatos that are mesos. Shmuel was talking about, if you just look at the Rashi case, he was just talking about number four of the chatos mesos. The case where you have one chatos and it got lost. So you're makdish another chatas instead. You're makrib that chatas, and then you find the original one. That case, that's where Shmuel says, that case has to die, that chatas has to die. In the parallel case of Pesach, it is hukrav as a shlamin. That's all he was talking about, the case of avud. So says the Gemara now, V'ovid mimish kachasla. What exactly is the case of Ovid that we're talking about? Now we've limited Shmuel's statement to one of the chatos mesos. Not all five anymore. Just one of them. The case of Ovid. Where one was lost and you give another, you makdish another one, then you find the first one. So which case are we talking about? V'hare avuda b'sha safrasha l'rabbanan d'l'ri'iya azla. Another point of introduction needed for this line of the Gemara. There is, as we said, one of the chatos amesos is if you are makdish, you have a carbon chatos, you lost it, you separate another one, you're makrib the other one, then you find the first one. That, everybody agrees, is one of the chatos amesos. There's a machlokas, though, between the Rabbanan and Rebbe, which is about to be quoted. What happens if you have a carbon chatos, you lost it, you're makdish another one, then you find the first one before you're makdriv, the new one. You find the first one before. So in that case, is that chatas mesa also? It's a nitzche for sure. It can't be hukrav. But is it mesa also or not? That's the machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. That's what we're going to quote now. Is that included in Halacha Moshe Misina? So says the Gemara, what we just limited Shmuel to Avud. So what case of Avud are we talking about? Let's take the Rabbanan Shita. The Rabbanan Shita is that if you find your original Chatas before you shecht your second Chatas, so that original Chatas is not mesa. That's l'ri'iya. That goes to be to graze. The Tanan, as the Mishnah says in Tumura, hifrish chatas. So if you separate your mafresh chatas, va'av that it's lost. V'hifrish acheres tachtel, and your mafresh a different one instead. V'nimseis harishona, and you found the original one. V'harish tehan omdos, and they're both standing in front of you. Achas mehanti karev. One of them is hokra. V'shnia tamus. Give it, Rebbe. Rebbe says that is also one of the chatos and mesos. V'chachamim omer no. Ein chatos mesa elash nimseis la'achresh is chaber bailam. The Rabbanan shita is that the chatos is not one of the chatos hamesos unless it is found after the bialim got kapara with the new one. Hakodem shir eschaper bialim roeh. But if it's found before the bialim had kapara, roeh. So let's try to figure out if Shmuel has a parallel case. Let's talk about Shmuel's only in avud. That's what we just said in the previous line of the Gemara. Shmuel's equation is only by the karbanos that were lost. So let's take a case of avud. Let's say if you find it before your makar of the new one, you lost the carbon, then you find it before your makar of the new one. So according to the Rabbanan, that's a case of roeh. So what should the halacha be by Pesach? It should also be roeh, but it's wrong. It's not the ilub of Pesach. Hecha to avad v'nipsa achar chatzos kodem shchid the karv shlamim. What did we just say in the previous Gemara? By a Pesach where it was lost and it was found after chatzos before shchita, like Reb Zeira. We'll get back to this. Like Reb Zeira earlier, meaning chatzos is the crucial time. If it's found after chatzos, you could bring it as a shlamim. So not parallel. If Chatos is Roeh, then the Pesach should also be Roeh. Again, not parallel. Here you have a case of Chatos that's Roeh, and a Pesach that's brought as a Shlamim. So the Gemara answers, Shmuel k'Rebbe Sfirale, d'amar avud l'misa azla. So you're right, Shmuel doesn't go like the Rabbanan, he goes like Rebbe. According to Rebbe, even in the case where you find the Chatos before your Makriv, the new one, that's also one of the Chatos HaMesos. So that's exact parallel. Because this is a case of avud that's Mace by Chatos, and Shlamim by Pesach. So ask the Gemara now, okay, that might work in one case, but v'ha ko avud l'Rebbe mesa. According to Rebbe, all the cases of avud die by chatos. They're all chatos mesos. So if that's true, there's got to be a parallel by all the avuds by Pesach have to be karev shlamim, and that's not true. Remember, Shmuel has the equation. Any mesa by chatos is shlamim by Pesach. And the ilub of Pesach, okay, you could come up with a Pesach that's karev as a shlamim, but let's say hecha d'avad kodub chatos, v'nimsa kodub chatos. Let's say if you lost your carbon before chatos, and you find it before chatos, that even according to Reb Zeira, which we had yesterday and earlier today, roeh. So again, we're back to the kasha. Fine, you could come up with one case, Shmuel holds like Rebbe. So you could come up with one case of avud where you're parallel, but Shmuel says it's always parallel. Whatever is mesa by chatas is shlamim, is hukref shlamim by Pesach. So here, by let's say you lost it before chatzos and you find it before chatzos by Pesach, that's roeh. And in the parallel case, Rebbe would say chatas is mesa. So again, the equation is broken. Sigmar answers no. Kodim chatzos lo avudhu. Lav avudhu. If you find your current Pesach before chatzos, that's not called oven. It's not called lost. The Zman of the Shechita didn't start yet. So that's not called lost. You found it before anything started. So now you have two Karban Pesachs. So that's not included in Shmuel's statement, because that's not called avud. Kidda Rava, to Amar Rava, as Rava says in general, Avedas Lilo, Lav Shma Aveda. Because if you find it before Chatzos, or find it during the night, you can't be Makar Karban until the next day. So if you lost your Karban during the night, and you find it during the night, that's not called lost. Because the Zman of the Karban didn't start yet. So that's why don't bring me kashas from finding a carbon before chatzos. Because that's not called avud, that's too early. So, semicolon, we don't have a period yet, but semicolon is, so we just explained Shmuel's statement. Shmuel holds like Rebbe who says that the chatos, number four of the chatos mesa, meaning if you have a chatos and you lost it and you're makriv makdish another one, even if you find the first one before you're makriv the second one, that first one is still one of the chatos mesos. So in the parallel case to Pesach, the Pesach is always hukref shlamin. That's Shmuel's statement. Anytime with a chatos is mesa, the Pesach is hukref shlamin. That is what Shmuel means. So now the Gemara says, okay, so the first line of Shmuel makes sense. But let's go to the second line of Shmuel for a second. Eloroa l'Rebbe Heichem Ishkachasla. Do you ever... Shmuel made a second statement. Remember, what did Shmuel say? Any case when a chatas is roeh, a Pesach is roeh. Anytime you let a chatas graze to get a mum, so too a Pesach. But do you ever have a case... if he's within Rebbe Shita, does Rebbe ever have a case where a chatas is roeh? Rebbe says all chatos are mesos. So what case is there that a chatas is roeh? Eloroa l'Rebbe Heichem Ishkachasla. What is the... is there a case of chatas that's roeh? So says the Gemara, Kidder of Oshia. Yeah, there is a case that chatas could be roeh, even according to Rebbe. And that's the case that Shmuel is talking about, where if chatas is roeh, pesach is roeh. The Amar Raboshi, as Raboshi says, hif reshtei chatos lachrayis. Let's say you're a very nervous person, and you have to bring your machal Shabbos b'shogeg, so I'm going to bring a carbon chatas. But maybe it's going to get lost, maybe something's going to happen to it. You know what, just in case, I have two animals in my backyard. These two animals are achrayis for each other, meaning they're both my carbon chatas. If one gets lost, the other one will be the chatas instead. So hif reshtei chatos lachrayis. So that's the case. That's the case that even Rebbe agrees chatas is roeh. I use the first one, and the second one is roeh. The second one is goes out to graze until it gets a mum. Tosfos wonders, and Tosfos Dimasel Hifrish, how is it possible to be makdish two karbanos as a chatas? How does it work? He says, hey chidami, if you say this is my chatas, and then you try to say this is my chatas, the second one doesn't work because you already have a chatas. If you try to say, right, and if you say both of these are carbon chatas, so then we have the rule in Erevin, right? If something doesn't work one after another, it doesn't work at the same time either. If you say to two women, you know, two sisters at the same second, hari aten mukudashos li, you're not married to anybody. Because if it doesn't work, so it says, how do you makdish two karbanos for a chatos? Sosa says, it must be that you go over to both of them and say, one of these is my karban chatos. Okay, so then one of them is the karban chatos. That's how, that's what it must be that it works. But anyway, that's what the Gemara says. That's the case that Rebbe and Shmuel, who's going within Shitas Rebbe, comes up with a case that a chatos is roeh. Yeah. How is it achrayis? That's how you come up with a case where you can have a case of achrayis. You don't use the words achrayis, but you want to have two animals that are designated. Because you don't want to mix it up. You want to designate them already now. You don't want to have one. You can always do that. You can always have 10 in your backyard that can be used in reserve. But you want to do. But then you wouldn't be the case of roeh. It wouldn't be the case. We're trying to come up with a case where it's going to be roeh. You have a chatas that's going to be roeh. So this is the case where Rebbe and Shmuel hold, you have a case of a chatas that's roeh. If you're makdish two lachrayis. So says the Gemara, but 1 second. What was Shmuel's statement? If you have a chatas that's roeh, a Pesach is roeh. So what's the parallel case by Pesach here? V'ha'ilu b'Pesach yagavakar shlomim. We're messed up again. Because in this, let's say you have two karbanos that are l'shem Pesach, and the one of them is only going to be used for achrayis. So that one turns into a shlomim. Not, so it's not roeh. So again, the equation is broken. So says the Gemara, Ela Shmuel k'Rav Shimon Sfirilei, Do'amar Chamesh Chatos Besos. You're right. Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon, who's a Tana. Rashi quotes from where? Maseches Tamura. He does not have any case of roeh by Chatos. There is no roeh. Forget that line. No line of roeh. All Chatos are Mesos. And really, Shmuel only said the first line. Any Chatos that's Mesa, a Pesach is Karev Zashlamim. Ah, v'ha roeh Rav Shimon, less like Klal. There's no roeh. What does the second line of Shmuel talk about? So, Shmuel nami Chatakamar. Take it out. Shmuel never said that second line. Kol Shabbat Chatos Mesa, but Pesach Karev Zashlamim. Really, he only said the first line. Any case that a Chatos has to die, the Pesach is Karev Zashlamim. Umay Kamashlan, and what's his Chiddush then? La'afuke bid Rabbi Yochanan, excluding the next line, Rabbi Yochanan, who argues on him. To Amar, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Ain't a pesach of shlamim el shnimsa achar shchita, avon nimsa kodem shchita lo, alma shchita kava. Rabbi Yochanan said that the shchita is koveya. Therefore, if you find it before shchita, it is nidche. It's not brought as a shlamim. Kamash b'lon. So, what's the chiddush of Shmuel? Chatzos kava. Shmuel's chiddush is that he looks like Reb Zera. He looks like Reb Zera that the time of chatzos is already nikva. If it's not around at the time of chatzos, you find it after chatzos, even before the shchita of the other animal, you can be makriv it as a shlamim. That's the chiddush of Shmuel, that any time that a chatzos dies, a pesach is brought as a shlamim, even if you find that pesach before you shech the other one, as long as you find it after chatzos. That is all Shmuel. Now the Gemara just has a little difference in one of the lines that we had earlier, and then has the same exact Gemara again. Lishna Achrina, if you go back to Amun Aleph for a second, the Gemara had asked the Kasha about seven lines up from the bottom. The Gemara had said, Avid, what's the parallel case of Avud? Right, we said, according to the Rabbanon, if you find it before your makir of the second one, then that goes L'Re'iyah, and by Pesach, it's brought as a Shlamim, if you find it after Chatzos. So the Gemara there was assuming that Shmuel held like Reb Zera. That's what the Gemara was assuming in that question. So now the Gemara is just going to answer. Maybe he doesn't like Rav Zeira. Listen, Achrina, the Gemara had asked earlier in the middle of the Shaklavataria that by Chatas, again, in one of the questions that Shmuel is not parallel, by Chatas, according to the Rabban, once we said Shmuel was talking about the case of Avud, the case where you lost the carbon. And by Chatas, what's the case? That you found it before your Makriv, the other one. So you have two Chatos standing in front of you, according to the Rabbanim. That's not one of the Chatos and Mesos. That's the case of Roeb, V'ilu b'Pesach, and in the parallel case of Pesach, Heichat to Avavidim Sa'acha Chatos, called him Shchita Yikrav Shlamim. But by Pesach is not parallel, because if you find it after Chatos, your Makriv is a Shlamim. So that was the question the Gemara had asked. It's not parallel. You have a case of Chatos that's Roeb, and Pesach that's Shlamim. According to Shmuel, it should be Roeb and Roeb. So Gemara answers, Shmuel Karaba Sevira Leidamer Shchita Kava. Don't ask me a kash of him. Shmuel holds like Rabba. The Shchita is Koveyas. Therefore, as long as you find it before the Shchita, it's going to be Roeh. It's not going to be Okrav as a Shlamim. So that could answer for Shmuel, that both the cases are Roeh. Says the Gemara, but 1 second. Shmuel holds like Rabba, then you go by the actual Shchita? But that's what Rabbi Yochanan says in a minute. For me to come, Rabbi Yochanan Allah. But Rabbi Yochanan in a minute argues on Shmuel. But the fact that Rabbi Yochanan screams at Shmuel and says, go by Shchita itself, it's mashma that Shmuel himself doesn't hold that. Alma Shchita Kava. It's mashma that Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan holds the actual Shchita. Michal to Shmuel, Sarva Chatzos Kava. So Shmuel has to hold like Reb Zeira. So you can't give that answer that he holds like Rabba. So the Gemara says, Ella, so that's why the Gemara had to give the other answer, which we said already. Ella Shmuel Karebi Svirale, so you're right, Shmuel holds like Rebbe. To Amar Avud Lamisa Azla, that's why the Gemara had to come up to say that Shmuel holds like Rebbe, or going within Shitas Rebbe, that Avud is Lamisa, and that's the parallel to Pesach, that Pesach is carved Shlamin, because Misa and Shlamin. Vaha, the Gemara, this is just the same question that we asked earlier. Vakal Avud to the Rebbe Mason, but according to Rebbe, all cases of Chatas are Mesa, all cases of Avud. Vilu Pesach, Hechadav, Kodav Pesach, Chatzos, Vidimsa, Kodav Chatzos, Roeh, that was the question we asked earlier on Amud Aleph, and the Gemara had answered, so we end up saying that Shmuel has to hold like Reb Zeira, and we couldn't give the answer of Rabba. But again, the statement of Shmuel, remember, as Rashi said, is not teaching me anything about the relationship between Chatas and Pesach. It's telling you a simin just to remember, whenever Chatas is Mesa, and we ended up saying that's not a general rule, it's by one of the Chatos and Mesos, but whenever Chatas is Avud, and has a din of Mesa, that Pesach is Hukar Shlamim. Again, but the Yisod you get out of today that you got to learn for Hilchos Kachim is the Yisod that there's something called five Chatos Mesos. We should know those five Chatos Mesos. That's Halacha Moshe Misinai, and that's a unique halacha when it comes to carbon Chatos.
Yeah. You answer the question that Maskev of Yosef that Chatos Avishnas is Dilariya
Azla? Which question?
On
Abad Aleph. Yeah.
We asked the question.
Right, we asked the question and we rejected and said the only case is Avud. That's the only case that Shmuel is talking about.
The Havamina
was, it sounds like Shmuel is talking about a general statement about all Chatos Mesos. So that's why we asked the question from Avud Shnasa, which is one of the Chatos Mesos.
No, it's very Chatos Avud Shnasa, Duluria Azla. When does that happen?
Right, so that's what the post the Rishonim here discuss. Rashi talks about it a little bit. That there isn't that one of the Chatos Mesos.
Right.
Right, so the Rishonim talk about it. The Rishonim talk about exactly that is might not exactly be always one of the Chatos Mesos. But that is one, as Rashi quotes, is one of the Chatos Mesos if ever Shtrasa. Yeah.
So,
when you find the original Pesach before Chatzos, which is
it's not called
Av, which therefore wouldn't be.
So
therefore, it doesn't have to. All the Gemara meant by saying it's not Ovid is that it doesn't have to fit into the equation of Shmuel, because Shmuel is saying whenever you have Ovid here, you have Ovid there. It might be Nitche.
But that's what he said. But he said that you bring it as a Shlomo.
You bring it as a right, because it's not. That's because it's not called Ovid. Because so the question is, you're asking according to Reb Zeira. So when do you have a case of Nitche? So according to Reb Zeira, you have to have some type of case of Nitche. You know, that would be considered even before Chatzos, because Chatzos is the time that you have to find it before Chatzos in order to be Nitcha. You have to come up with a case. You have to come up with a case that, according to Zera, is before the Zman, but it is called Avud. It is called Avud, therefore it could be labeled as a Nitcha. Okay? We'll work on it. Okay, so we have another blot and a half, and then by the time we get to Arvei Pesach. Okay? Okay, she was a Zecha Nishmas. Binyamin. It's the right week. No, I think it's another one. Here. This one. Yosef ben Svi and Moshe ben Svi.